From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. We'll open the hour with a track from Ed Cherry on guitar. Ed is probably best known for his long association with Dizzy Gillespie from the late 70s right up until Dizzy's passing in 1993. He has since gone on to a very successful solo career in addition to collaborating with various other jazz legends. This is a track from the Ed Cherry Quartet and the album The Spirits Speak, released in 2001 on the Canadian Just in Time label, with Joe Ford on sax, Lonnie Liston-Smith on organ, and Nasheed Waits on drums. This is the opening track, Little Girl, Big Girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a quintet, fronted by French pianist Florian Pellissier, comprised of French and Israeli jazz musicians, with Christoph Panzani on sax, Jon Lustalo trumpet, Yoni Zelnik bass, and David Georgele on drums. From the 2016 album Cap de Bonne Espérance, Cape of Good Hope, we heard the title track. Before that, from 1995, the duo of Gary Burton on vibes with Japanese pianist Makoto Osone, My Romance from the album Face to Face. And we began the set and also the hour with the Ed Cherry Quartet, Ed Cherry on guitar, from The Spirits Speak. We heard Little Girl, Big Girl. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with the late Frank Morgan on alto sax and a session from 1988. In the 1980s, Frank made a tremendous comeback. He struggled with heroin addiction for many years. This is the title track from the album Reflections, with Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Mulgrew Miller piano, Ron Carter bass, and Al Foster on drums. Thank you.
Down the street, the people you meet acknowledge the golden rule. They want to shake your hand, solid man, then everything is cool. If you're fresh out of loot and someone real cute tries to play you for a fool, tell them you've tried romance and need finance, then everything is cool. It's just another silly bebop thing the cats are all talking about. It's got a beat makes you wanna swing, and we hope it knocks you out with your clothes out of hock. You're on the block sporting a great big jewel, twice as high as birds can fly, then everything is cool. Another silly bebop thing. The cats are all talking about. It's got a beat, makes you wanna swing, and we hope it knocks you out with your clothes out of hock, your stash down the block, sporting a great big jewel. Daddy twice as high as birds can fly, then everything is cool.
That's one from the Hank Jones Trio. Originally recorded and released in 1977 on the Muse label as part of the LP Bebop Redux, with Hank Jones on piano, George Duvivier bass, and Ben Riley on drums. We heard Bloom Dito. That session was reissued on CD in the 1990s on the 32 Jazz label as part of a series of classic reissues from the Muse label. It's also available on a compilation featuring tracks from those reissues, a sampler of sorts, the album Jazz for the Open Road. The vocal in the set came from Giacomo Gates, whose unique style of singing harkens back to the hipster days of the 1940s and 50s. The title track from the 2015 Savant release, Everything is Cool, with Grant Stewart on sax, John DiMartino piano, Tony Lombardozzi guitar, also Ed Howard bass, and Willard Dyson on drums. Great stuff from Giacomo Gates. Everything is Cool. And we began the set with Frank Morgan on alto sax, a track also featuring Joe Henderson on tenor, the title track from the 1988 Fantasy Records release, Reflections. You are listening to The Jazz Scene, the very best in mainstream jazz from the past and present. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, I'd love to hear from you. The email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you'd like more info about The Jazz Scene, or if you'd like to listen to this and previous episodes in the series again, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is The Jazz Scene program number 1611. We've reached the final set of jazz for this hour, and we'll begin with music from English filmmaker and jazz bassist Emmanuel Vaughn Lee, from his 2004 release Borrowed Time, released on the Fresh Sound label, with two tenor sax players, Mark Turner and Dana Stevens, also Eric Jacobson trumpet, Albert Sands piano and Fender Rhodes, and Franck Nemeth on drums. This is the opening track, Bella. That's New Zealand pianist Mike Nock and his quartet, with Michael Brecker on tenor sax, George Mraz on bass, and Al Foster on drums. Hearing Al for the second time this hour, we previously heard him as part of Frank Morgan's band in the album Reflections. From 1978, the Mike Nock Quartet album In, Out, and Around, reissued on CD on the Japanese Solid record label, we heard the title track, In, Out, and Around. Before that, Mary Lou Williams on piano, and a trio referred to here as Mary Lou Williams and Her Rhythm, with Buddy Banks on bass and Jean-Louis Vial on drums, a session recorded for the Blue Star label on January 14th of 1954. It was the Rodgers and Hart tune Lover. That's available as part of the album The Chronological Mary Lou Williams, 1953 to 1954. It's part of the extensive series of CDs in the Chronological Classics series of classic jazz reissues. And as the title suggests, all of these albums are programmed in chronological order based on the dates when the sessions were recorded. And we began the set, our final set of the hour, with Emmanuel Vaughn Lee, filmmaker and jazz bassist. From the album Borrowed Time from 2004, we heard Bella. Or perhaps that should be the Spanish pronunciation, Bella. I'm honestly not sure which. Great track from Emmanuel Vaughn Lee, nonetheless. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you so much for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for more of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.